Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WPGears.com. I'm Tim Streifler. My co-host David Blackman is still out for the time being, but will be back with us soon. Today's episode, we are talking about seven types of plugins that page builders have made obsolete. So there used to be, before page builders, lots of different types of plugins you'd have to do. Most of the time, themes didn't have all of this additional functionality built in. And so, for example, sliders, which is the first one on our list, if you needed a fancy slider and it wasn't in your theme, well, then you would have to go and download a slider plugin. And there's a lot of them that have now kind of fallen by the wayside and don't exist anymore because page builders will have them built in. And so, we're going to be talking about some other plugins here, but I want to talk about page builders and how they've kind of revolutionized WordPress. Before page builders, WordPress was not a what you see is what you get platform. They had a WYSIWYG editor, what you see is what you get, but it really wasn't. It was basically a text box that would allow you to do some basic formatting similar to using Microsoft Office or another text editing application. And so in terms of the actual page layout, you were kind of stuck with what was there. So for example, if you're using a theme and it had a hero image or slider, or it had under that maybe some service blurbs of features, and then it had a contact form or whatever, you were kind of stuck with that layout. They might have built in some controls to turn off certain sections or maybe reorder or something, but for the most part, you're kind of stuck with that design. You couldn't just on a whim add in whatever you want, a call to action, or add in, an image gallery or whatever. You didn't have that flexibility, that full edge-to-edge control. You basically had control over the content, but the pages, you might have had a few different choices of page templates, but you didn't have full flexibility, full design control, full content control, full layout control. And then page builders came along. Technically, Visual Composer, I think, was the first kind of full-fledged page builder. Visual Composer in the early days was very terrible, but it was able to get popular because it partnered with a bunch of theme authors on ThemeForest that bundled it in with their product, with their theme. But Divi really revolutionized the space. Divi came along in 2013, I believe, and was really the first page builder, I think, that changed the game, because after Divi came out, there came other competitors, some that have already kind of faded away and some that have shown they're here for the long term. But Divi quickly became the most popular theme in the world within a couple of years, and it still to this day is the most popular theme and the most popular page builder in the world. And that's stats from builtwith.com, third party. It's not like some of the other page builders, I won't name any names, but one in particular always claims that they're the most popular. And it's based off of just their own stats, not third party data. So it's kind of silly. And they boast it quite a bit. But they're not. The third party stats show that Divi is the most popular theme and the most popular page builder in the world. Page builders have really changed the game. And so a lot of plugins that existed before that you would need, like, because a theme might have had a kind of a basic slider, but if you wanted a full-fledged slider, you'd have to go and get a plugin. So that's the first one. The second one, a gallery. If you wanted a gallery, unless your theme had it built in, but if you wanted more control, you'd have to go and download a gallery plugin. And so I had a couple premium plugins, actually. It was by the same author that had a slider and a gallery plugin. They worked well together, and I paid for them because it was worth it until Divi came along and I no longer needed them. Another one is tabs and toggles. There was plugins that would kind of give you some of those Web 2.0 kind of design content type of of functionality like tabs to break up content and toggles, separate it, or accordions. And so there was plugins that would add those types of things to your page and using short codes within the text editor. And they worked pretty well. And it was a great way to add some design elements to your page to kind of break up content and give it separation into bite-sized chunks rather than just a wall of text. And so those work great, but now they're built into page builders. The next one on the list is Image Lightbox. I think WordPress now kind of has it built in, but back in the day, if you wanted to be able to click on an image and have it go into a lightbox and show full screen, you'd have to download an Image Lightbox plugin. Now page builders have that built in. Form plugins. I say basic forms. That's what I have here on the list, because the form plugins that are built into Divi and the other page builders are pretty basic. And so you still need to use a third-party form plugin if you need something advanced. So we recommend Forminator or Gravity Forms. But it used to be any form, if you wanted a form, unless your theme had a basic one built in, you'd have to go and get a form plugin. And so you'd have to use something like Contact Form 7 or whatever. Now page builders have it built in. So again, unless you need something that's really, really robust, the form plugins built into page builders usually do the trick. Another one is Portfolio. Portfolio plugins, they're pretty much obsolete because page builders have that functionality built in to showcase different portfolio and project pages and stuff like that. Next one is testimonials. I would say more basic testimonials, but page builders have testimonial modules to show social proof, to get testimonials to show reviews on the site. And so again, it's more basic. You need something a little more fancy, we recommend Testify. It's by David's company, Aspen Grove Studios and Divi Space. So you can check out that, but there's other really good testimonial plugins too. That's just the one that we recommend because it, in my opinion, is most powerful and very easy to use. But yeah, there's a lot of testimonial plugins before page builders that don't really exist anymore because they don't need to exist. So those are seven types of plugins that page builders have made obsolete. I'm sure there's a lot more. That was kind of just the first seven that seemed the most obvious. But page builders have made a lot of things obsolete, and I think they'll continue to as they continue to add functionality into their core product. So that's it for today's episode. I'm really excited for tomorrow's episode. I'm going to be talking about smart home devices and how it can actually help increase productivity if you work from home for your web design business. So super excited about that. Tune in to tomorrow's episode. We will see you then. Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.